Okay, so you're someone who likes to cut through the noise, especially with all the tech news flying around. Today, we're really zeroing in on the Samsung Galaxy S25 Edge. Lots of buzz there.
Yeah, and the big question that when everyone seems to be asking about this really sleek new phone, it's pretty simple. Can it actually last all day on a charge, without sacrificing that super thin, really eye-catching design?
Exactly. And you've dug into this exclusive report from Mobile Tech News, right? Featuring Samsung exec Kadesh Beckford. So our mission today is basically to unpack what they're claiming about the S25 Edge's battery and figure out how Samsung actually plans to deliver all-day battery life when the battery itself, well, it seems maybe a bit smaller than you'd expect for a phone like this. Let's get into it.
Right. So the first thing that probably jumps out at you from the report is the battery spec itself. It's 3,900 milliwatt-hour. And you pair that with a pretty big 6.7-inch display. Well, it makes you wonder, how long is that really going to last?
Absolutely. I mean, that screen size is great, but yeah, screens drink power. But Kadesh Beckford, the Samsung exec, he apparently tackled this directly in the report, pushed back on the idea that the slim design automatically means poor battery life.
He really did. The
Yeah.
quote they have is pretty clear. He says something like, "While it's incredibly thin, they've focused on making sure users have suitable battery life available to them based upon their needs." And then he gives these numbers, pretty bold numbers: 24 hours of video playback time and an all-day battery.
All day long and then some. Wasn't that the exact phrase?
Yeah, something like
That is bold,
that.
especially for a phone where thinness is clearly a major selling point. So, okay, how? What's the tech behind this? The report mentioned a few things, starting with the battery itself. It's not just a standard lithium-ion battery, is it?
That's right. It's using a new tech they're calling lithium graphite. Now, it's worth pointing out the report does suggest it's an improvement over traditional lithium ion, definitely, but maybe not quite the jump you see with something like Honor's silicon carbon tech, which is patented. Think of it more like, lithium ion version 1.5, maybe, compared to silicon carbon as 2.0. Shows the whole industry is still really digging into new materials to push batteries forward.
Okay, so lithium ion 1.5, an evolution. But what does that actually mean for the user? What's the tangible benefit of this lithium graphite?
Well, the main thing seems to be better energy density. The report suggests it's roughly 50% more dense than a typical lithium-ion battery of the same physical size. So, put simply, that 3,900 milliamp-hour battery might perform more like, let's see, carry the one. Yeah, around a 4,485 milliamp-hour standard battery, give or take.
Just from the materials, 15%. Okay, that's pretty significant. The report mentioned graphite's general role too. Can you maybe elaborate a bit on why graphite is key in these batteries anyway?
Sure. So in a standard lithium-ion battery, graphite is typically the anode that's the negative side. It has this layered structure, and lithium ions basically slot themselves in and out of those layers when you charge and discharge the phone. That process is called intercalation. This new lithium graphite tech seems to, well, enhance that process somehow, making better at storing and releasing the energy.
Right, and it's not just about capacity, is it? The report hinted at other advantages too.
Yeah, exactly. The info suggests these lithium graphite types could offer things like, well, faster charging potentially, plus that better density we talked about, maybe a longer overall lifespan for the battery itself, and even improved safety. Less risk of overheating compared to some older lithium-ion chemistries. And apparently there are already some, online videos, real-world tests showing pretty impressive screen-on times, like
Yeah.
almost 12 hours, and video playback up to maybe 22 hours. So it seems to be translating into actual use.
Okay, that sounds quite promising. But the battery's only one part of it, isn't it? The processor, the chip, that's always huge for battery life, too. The report talked about a modified Snapdragon chip. What's that about?
Yeah, this is interesting. It looks like Samsung might be making a clever trade-off here. See, thin phones are notoriously tricky for heat. A powerful chip generates a lot of heat, and there's just less space to get rid of it. So the report suggests Samsung might be doing something similar to what Oppo did, using a slightly modified version of the Snapdragon 8 Elite chipset, specifically a 7-core CPU instead of the usual 8-cores.
7 cores instead of 8. Huh. Does that mean like a big hit to performance?
Well, the thinking seems to be, much like with Oppo's phone, that for most everyday things you do, you might not notice a huge difference. But by having one less core, it should generate less heat, which is easier to manage in that slim S25 Edge body.
You know, it's kind of ironic. The report mentions some S25 Ultra users were actually complaining about overheating and kind of wishing they had this sort of thermally smarter chip.
Yeah, I can see that. And early signs suggest this S25 Edge isn't having those same heat problems. So it points towards balancing performance with the actual physical design.
Makes sense. Tweaking the chip for better thermals in a thin phone.
Mm.
Okay. What about the display? That's always near the top of the battery drain list.
Always. And yeah, Samsung's apparently put in some new screen tech in the S25 Edge too. It's called the M14 OLED display. What's really interesting is that this M14 tech, it's not even in Samsung's other current flagships. In fact, the rumor is it might also show up in the next iPhone, the iPhone 17. So it sounds like a pretty significant step up in display tech.
Wow, exclusive display for the Edge, at least for now. So what makes M14 special for saving battery?
Two main things, based on the report. First, it's brighter, like maybe 20 to 30% brighter, which is nice. But crucially, it's also meant to be much more energy efficient. So a more efficient screen just uses less power to produce the same image, or even a brighter one. That directly helps the battery last longer. Plus, it might have a longer lifespan overall. And yeah, the report mentions it could still support a 120Hz refresh rate for smooth scrolling, hopefully optimized so it doesn't kill the battery.
Brighter and more efficient. Definitely sounds like a win.
Yeah, it shows they're thinking about power use across different components, not just the battery size itself.
Okay, and Beckford, the Samsung exec, he also mentioned thermal interface material. What's that doing?
Right. That's another piece in managing the heat. Think of it like really good thermal paste you put on a computer CPU. It's a material that helps transfer heat away from the hot spots, like the processor, to other parts of the phone, like the frame or small cooling system, so it could dissipate. You just make sure heat moves efficiently, even in that tight space. Beckford specifically pointed to it helping keep the S25 Edge cool.
Got it. So new battery chemistry, tweaked chip, efficient display, thermal material. It's quite a list. But what about features, like wireless charging? Sometimes that gets cut when phones get really thin.
That's a really good point. And yeah, historically, super thin phones sometimes did lose wireless charging. But according to Beckford in this report, nope, the S25 Edge still has it. 15W wireless charging. And it even apparently has wireless power share, you know, where you could charge your earbuds off the back of the phone. He seemed to frame that as part of the real innovation-keeping features, despite the form factor.
And what was that about T2 case compatibility?
Yeah, it'll work with T2 wireless charging cases, which just adds convenience, right? Easier charging at home, in the car, wherever. Makes topping up simpler. Though, as the report points out, charging convenience isn't quite the same thing as raw battery endurance, but it definitely helps the overall experience.
True. How about the actual charging speeds for the phone itself? Mm-hmm. Any compromises there for the thinness?
The speeds listed are 25W for wire charging, 15W for wireless, and 4.5W for that reverse wireless charging. The report notes these are basically the same as the standard S25 model, but they are slower than the S25 Plus and Ultra versions, which get faster wired charging. So yeah, you get wireless, but maybe not the absolute fastest refuel Samsung offers.
Okay. And finally, hardware is one thing, but software is always a big part of battery life too.
Oh, absolutely. You can't forget the software. The report definitely emphasizes that all this hardware stuff works alongside ongoing tweaks in Samsung's One UI 7. You know, managing background apps better, optimizing how much power apps use, just making the whole system run leaner. That's crucial for stretching the battery in day-to-day use.
So looking at the whole package, it really does sound like Samsung's throwing a lot at this. A comprehensive strategy to make good battery life work in a really thin phone. But I guess realistically, are there still probably trade-offs compared to, say, the S25 Ultra with its potentially massive battery?
Yeah, the report kind of implies that. If your absolute number one priority is the longest possible time between charges, maybe one of the other big Samsung phones with physically larger batteries might still edge it out. But the main message from Beckford seems to be confidence. Confidence that for most people and their typical daily use, the S25 Edge will have plenty of juice to get through the day comfortably. Especially since, let's be honest, most of us charge our phones every night anyway.
Right. Okay, so let's try and wrap this up. Samsung is clearly not just hoping for the best with the S25 Edge battery. It's a multi-pronged attack. New battery chemistry, a specifically modified chip for efficiency, a next-gen power-sipping display, careful thermal management, wireless charging convenience, and software optimization.
Exactly. The actual number, the MAC capacity, might look a bit lower than some hoped for, but the combination of all these underlying technologies is designed very strategically. The goal is to maximize the efficiency of the power they do have and deliver on that all-day battery life promise for the average user.
So it really makes you think, doesn't it? With all these advancements trying to balance thin design with decent battery life, how much does that physical thinness actually matter to you personally compared to just having the absolute biggest battery possible? And Maybe. Are these kinds of technologies we're seeing in the S25 Edge, the focus on smart efficiency, tailored chips, better screens, are they showing us where phone innovation is heading next? Maybe less focus on just raw specs and more on, well, clever design and optimization. Definitely something to mull over.